You know, we went shopping in Kashmir with Baba. And we were walking on the road in Kashmir. It was a highway, it's a beautiful place and all that. And we would never been out, we have not been in the world. We just go along with Baba and do whatever he says. So here we are walking with Baba, and Baba's tried that beautiful way of walk, and we're just keeping up with Baba. And Baba says, in a second, shopping. Do shopping. Shopping. Oh my God, shopping. Now this becomes a problem, shopping. Oh, what shall we shop? And it's like one of those jokes. Tell a joke and you wonder, oh, what shop. Now, even though we're walking fast, we tell each other, what shall we shop? What shall we shop? Mara said, I know. Best thing is photo frames, because they do good work here. We'll buy photo. I said, yeah, that's right. But where? We don't know. We're just walking along. Suddenly Baba stops. There's a shop with a big board. And Baba chuckles involuntarily, you know, very spontaneously chuckled and said, we go right in here for shopping. And the board said the name of the shop was Suffering Moses. Baba was so delighted. So we walk in, and there's an old man with a very big nose and a whisky beard. And the moment we went in, he said, hey, no bargaining, no bargaining. And we said, no, we're not going to bargain. We just, you know. So then we bought a lot of photo frames. Now we hear the shop is still there. Suffering Moses. Baba's sign for Moses was like that, always a long beard. So when we were in Cannes in 1937 in France, and we played in the evenings, we played games with Baba, indoor games. One of the games was charades, and there were two teams, and we would each come. But the thing is that the answer didn't matter. It wasn't important. It was the dressing that was important. The fun of the whole thing was how we dressed up, because we, you know, really dressed up. So now Norina is on Baba's team. We're here. So we find that Norina has taken Baba inside, and Baba also dressed up in his part. And he came on the stage, merry eyes twinkling, and that Italian lace that Norina had, black Italian lace, she made it into a beard. She made Baba into Moses. Well, we've never seen a merrier Moses than Baba. He came in eyes twinkling, sort of, must look at me. And he had that long veil for a beard. She made a beard out of it. But I don't know why that's about Moses. One day when Baba was seated here, there's a Jewish family in Pune that my nephews, the twins, got to know during their work in Pune, at their job. And they became very friendly, so they told them about Baba, they brought him home. So the twins' mother, very big-hearted lady, so, oh, she welcomed them, and they became such fast friends, they became like one of the family. They came and saw Baba and all that. So, once when Baba was here, there were two brothers. The younger one, both of them young, but the younger one wrote a letter. Eretz was seated where he's sitting now, reading out the mail to Baba in the morning. One letter was from this boy. Baba said, what is it? They said, Baba, this boy writes that I can't find a job. I've passed my examination. I can't find a job. I've worn out the soles of my shoes. And wherever I go, the answer is no. And please, you know what to do. And Baba looked a bit sort of, oh dear, now that's another thing. He said, all right, what's the boy's name? What's the guy's name? Eretz reads. He says, his name is Moses. Moses? Baba gives such a chuckle, and he's so delighted. He said, all right. Practically the next day, another letter comes saying, I found it. I found the job, a very good job. Just because Baba was tickled, because it delighted him, because it pleased him. Then they went to Israel, the whole family, very lovely family.